Hey, Radio St. Pete, we're back with your monthly update from the Grand Central District. I'm Audrey.
I'm Shelby.
And I'm Danny.
And we have officially entered what I would call our very busy season in Grand Central.
Very busy might be an understatement.
Because between A Taste of Grand Central, Halloween on Central, and now Christmas.
Which feels absolutely insane to already be saying.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's summer. I can't.
There's a lot happening in the district over the next few months, so we wanted to give everybody a little preview of what's coming up. First up is one we are really excited about, our inaugural Taste of Grand Central, Cheers to 100 Years, happening September 17th at Coastal Creative.
This is our big annual fundraiser for the Grand Central District, and we've got some incredible restaurants from around the district coming together for it.
And it's not just dinner. The whole idea is that you get to make your way around the room, try bites from different Grand Central restaurants, grab a drink, mingle, and really experience a little taste of the neighborhood all in one place.
Plus, we have live and silent auctions.
And the silent auction is getting good.
Really good.
We have a private pedal pub tour, which feels like it could just get dangerous.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah.
There's also a dog birthday party package from Dog Bar and Lalo Chateau.
Which, frankly, is the level of birthday party our dogs deserve.
We also have gift baskets, wine tasting classes from some of our local wine shops, and a bunch of other experiences and packages from businesses throughout the community.
And I really love that so many of the auction items are experiences. You're not just bidding on stuff. You can actually go out and experience these businesses in different parts of St. Pete.
Oh, and while we're talking about taste, we have to give a shout out to Space Oasis.
Absolutely. Peter and Elisa from Space Oasis have been incredible. They've jumped in to help us with the design and decor for the event and are helping us completely transform Coastal Creative for the night.
We really want this to feel like a celebration of Grand Central and its 100-year history, and they're helping us bring that vision to life.
Tickets are available individually, or if you want to bring your whole crew, we also have full tables for 10 available. Everything is at our website at grandcentraldistrict.org. And then we recover quickly.
Do we?
No, we absolutely do not. Because October 25th is Halloween on Central.
Which, if you've never experienced Halloween on Central before, it is just hard to explain just how massive this event is.
We shut down Central Avenue and turn it over to the people for the day. No cars, just costumes, local businesses, vendors, entertainment, activities, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people out enjoying the district.
Something I think is really cool about Halloween on Central is that it was actually born out of this larger idea of creating an open street, giving people the chance to walk, bike, and experience Central Avenue without cars.
And then St. Pete did what St. Pete does and turned it into one enormous Halloween party.
It sure is.
And there really is something for everybody. It's not just one type of Halloween event. You can come out with your kids, your friends, your dog.
Your dog in a costume, preferably.
Obviously.
And speaking of families, we want to give a huge shout out to St. Pete Pediatrics, who is sponsoring the Family Zone at Halloween on Central this year. They invite kids of all ages to come dive into their under-the-sea scavenger hunt. Grab your treasure map and set off on an exciting adventure through their underwater tunnel tent activation. Search for hidden sea creatures, meet Dr. C the manatee, visit their candy station, and discover plenty of surprises along the way.
Their support helps us create this giant area specifically for family and kids to enjoy the event.
And partnerships like that are a huge part of what allows us to keep Halloween on Central such a big, free community event. So thank you, St. Pete Pediatrics. We're so excited to have you be a part of it this year. Okay, are we allowed to talk about Christmas yet? My favorite time of year?
Apparently we are.
We have to.
Then mark your calendars now for the Grand Central Christmas Night Market. It's coming back on December 4th from 5 to 10 p.m.
And I love that this one is at night because the district just has such a different feel once everything is lit up for the holidays.
It really is a great opportunity to come out, shop local, and find some really unique gifts and support small businesses and local makers while you're doing your holiday shopping.
And this is one we'll definitely be talking about a lot more over the next few months. For now, just save the date, December 4th from 5 to 10 p.m.
Taste in September, Halloween in October, Christmas in December.
Nothing happening in Grand Central at all.
Bored. And there's always more happening between the big events, too.
Absolutely. We've got new businesses opening, our monthly mix and mingles, member events, live music, markets, you name it.
So the easiest way to keep up with it all is to follow us on social media.
We're at Grand Central SP, and you can always head to grandcentraldistrict.org for event details, tickets, and everything happening around the district.
We'll be back next month with another update.
assuming Halloween planning hasn't taken Danny out completely.
No promises.
See you in Grand Central.